John Rhys Davies wasn't in that scene.
I was.
Where? Oh, you were falling off the thing.
No, I was behind them, but he's guarding us against the Balrog.
That's right. Too many words, so much noise. I was scared to death. You know that? I was actually... I had that sensation... You know how you said that you love being in the plane? Well, I suppose that if you're in a plane crash or something, there must be that moment of sheer overwhelming terror. And I felt it during that movie. It was just a complete shock. I was so scared. Thanks a lot.
I've been in a plane crash, and no, it is an overwhelming terror.
It is not?
No, it's an overwhelming sense of depression. An overwhelming sense of, damn, it's all over. Got it wrong. Damn.
Wrong
damn,
plane, damn. Wrong day, wrong everything.
Stupid. Stupid, stupid. And it's all over. And an immense blanket of depression coming over you. And you know that...
What about the screaming?
I think some people scream and some people don't. But it's one of those interesting ways. Men seek to test... Men always doubt whether they really have the cojones or not. And we always want to know... How would we behave in such a situation, in such a situation? Because we are all heroes in our own imaginings. I mean, an actor is only just a child that's still growing, that's still dreaming and playing parts. Well past the age he should have stopped it.
Where was the plane crash?
In Zimbabwe, making right. King Solomon's Mines.
Oh, God. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, about 85.
Right. And was it a jetliner?
No, it was a little light plane. Pilot got it wrong.
What happened?
Yeah, we went down on a little bush strip and had lunch and played a little bit of golf and came back. And I kept saying to this pilot, I can't see how we can make the takeoff. It was 800 meters of bush strip. We were trampling down elephant grass in order to get the plane to the back of it. And he kept saying, oh, short field takeoff. And I'd read that chapter in the book. But, you know, we defer to each other's speciality.
You almost have to when he's the pilot and you're not, but then you are.
Well, I was a student pilot,
right.
But I had 13 hours, and I'm going to tell this guy that he can't do it. But the problem was my common sense and judgment, and all important things in life are about judgment in the end. And that's why if ever you're in a situation where the expert is telling you one thing and yet there's just a little warning sign in your ear going off, don't do it. It is quite possible that the expert is wrong. Don't do it. And I will challenge any expert, if I get uncomfortable about a situation where, if he can't actually explain to me from A to B and C, if it goes from A to D, and I don't know what those intervening steps are, and he can't make it clear...
Give me one quick example of where that's happened.
You go to a doctor, and he says, you have such and such and such and such, and you need to do X. And you say, you listen, and you say, well, explain it. What happens from there to there? No, I didn't quite... forgive me, I'm stupid, but just explain. What? So couldn't it be this, or couldn't that happen? Yes, well, I suppose it could, really. And then at that point, you run.
And you go to another expert.
Yeah, you go to an expert, yeah. The world is designed by a few extraordinarily clever people to be run by... Most people who aren't very clever at all. And
are we in good company?
Oh, I think so.
you are marvelous to have. I'm so happy you came here today. Great fun to meet you. I could just listen to you rattle on all day long. Well, one day anyway.
Oh.
Great fun.
Great fun.
Congratulations
too.
On your great performance. Really
thank
wonderful.
You very much.
John Rhys Davies, thanks so much.
We've really run out of time.
I know, it's pathetic.